We are on Daf Kuf Dalad Amid Beis. Let us again start Taisvis to the Ramas El Chutz. We had learned a Baraisa, Kol HaBrochis Kulon Paiseich BeBoruch VeChoysim Ben BeBoruch. That is the Madbeya VaBrocha. Brocha comes with a Psiche and a Chsime. Chutz Mi Brocha HaSmucha LeChavotah. Peirish, so Taisva says that the reason why a brocha smucha lachavoto does not need a psiche, lefi shechosma barishayna, since it's a chasime barishayna, ein tzorech liftoyach hashniya bebor. So the chasime of the rishayn, that is the sibah why you don't need a psiche of the shayni. Exactly how we understand this, even though the chesima does not have shame and malchus, but al kaponim, for some reason, the chesima is, the because of the chesima of the first bracha, you don't need a psich of the second bracha. U'bracha shela achar haftoire d'tzul korelomi. The bracha that we make after the haftoire d'tzul korelomi, shekol devor of ha'emes v'hatzedek, the yeish hefsek b'marzoirim u'maschil nemonatuhu. So it seems like that's a new broche. Ve'ein sham broche loy b'chsimes harishayne ve'loy b'psiches hashniye. There's no chsime. The first broche does not have a chsime. And there's no psiche to nemon. And according to Taisvis, Taisvis had said that what patters the second broche, the chsime. So memele, if there's no chsima on the rishayne, so why isn't there a psich on the shniyeh? So Taisvus answers, v'nire de kula brocha achasi. This is one big broche, de kula mishtoi b'nemonus u'bamites hamoke. So if it's one big broche, so why is there a hefsik? Fishahoyu rigilim kol hatzibu lahafsik shom, veloimer shvach ke da'omar b'meseche seifron. That in the middle of the broche, where it starts saying nemon, the ilum stood up, and they all set together the end of the broche. So that's the reason there's a hafsik in the siddur. V'chein mashma osam the broche achasi, it would seem that it's one broche from another raya. The kamar the mafter mevorich zayin broches keneged zayin krui. The zayin broches are keneged the zayin krui. Now what are the zayin broches that the mafter makes? Peirish bekriyas hatoire betrilo vesoy. He makes two broches by kriyas hatoire. Ve'achas lifnei haftoire. Ve'dalad acher. So we see klar that there are dalad broches acher. Now, why the Sheva Brochei Shal Nisuyim? Why are they Peseich Bebor? Shahakil Bor Lechvoidoi V'yotzer Ha'odom V'asha Yotzer Ha'odom She'Peisrim Bebor. Why are they Peseich Bebor? Perish Rashi Biksubis the Shahakel Borel Lechvoidoi Niskina Lasifesom. The broch of Hakel Borel Lechvoidoi is not a Birchas Hazivuk. It is a broche that is made that's Kvoid Shemayim, just like the Bein Shalom was Goymul Chesed. So Klal Yisrael also Goymul Chesed. This is Kvoid Shemayim. So niskino lasife som voyeroi loimro mishas asife. So theoretically, this bracha should not be made underneath the chuppah. It should have been made already mishas asife. So it is not mekusher to the other brachas. Vehi bracha bifnei atzma. There's a bracha that has no shayches with the next brachas. So therefore, it cannot patter the next brachas. V'chein yoytzer ha'odom loy hoysa tzriche. Yoytzer ha'odom also did not have to be said. Shreyoyma asher yotzer acher, which also speaks about yitzir ha'odom. אלא להזכיר שתי יצירות, that there were two יצירות, once was a גוף אחד, and then it was two גופים, תקנוה וקדימוה לאשר יוצא, so they were מקדים את אשר יוצא, והרי היא כמוי לעצמו. So this is also like a ברוכה בפני עצמו. It is a ברוכה that has no שייכס with the ברכס הזיווק. So Rashi explains in Ksubis, because by the first יצירה, there was no nikeve, there was one goof. So lemaise, so the first yetzire had no shaykhis with the birchas hazivuk. No, the second yetzire came out ayyaday the first yetzire. So we're making a broch of yetzer ha'odam on the first yetzire. But since again this has no shaykhis with the zivuk, so this is a broch kimay la'atzma, just like hakabor lechvoidoy is not from the Birchas HaZivuk, so this is also not from the Birchas HaZivuk, so Memele, it is not Mekusha with the other Brachas. So therefore there's no, therefore cannot, therefore the Asher Yotza begins with a Boruch. Ba'asher Boro Shepeisachas Beboruch. Now, why does Asher Boro start off with a Boruch? L'chayr deshishayin smuch et Asher Yotza. Nashe Yotze is from the Birchas HaZivuk. Lefi she'oima oiso levado k'she'ein ponim chadoshes. When there's no ponim chadoshes, so then by the Sude you say Ashebora. So it is a broche which is not mucher to be smucha lechavato, can be said alone. So therefore, even when it is said samuch, you still make a broche rishayna. This is Shitas Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam Oimer, V'shahakel Boro Lechvoidoi, V'yeitzer Ho'odom, L'kach Poiseach Beboruch, V'loi Chasime. Why are these broches, why is it a Poiseach, without a Chasime? And Be'etzem, he learned that each broche needs a psich and a chsime. Shehem k'tzorois k'moy birchas ha-peiris u-mitzvis u-psichoson zuhi chsimoson. So Dvar was asking a different kasha. He was asking, where is there a chsime? So the teretz is that by broche k'tzore you have everything concentrated in one. It's considered a psiche and a chsime together. Uba'asher yotzar eso odom, tzorich liftoyach beboruch. There you have to start with a boruch. Shimloi hoya poiseyach, if he would not start with a boruch, hoya nire hakel brocha achas. So it would look that the Yotzer and the Asher Yotzer is one broche. So therefore, that's why you have to start with a new boruch, that it should not look, it'll be mekalkel the broche k'tzore shalafono. So therefore, they had to start with a new broche. Obirches lasoik bedivrei soiro baharevno, Oimer shehi brocha achas. So the Rabbeinu Tam was geiris veharevno with a vov. And Oimer shehi brocha achas. It's one broche. Kivin she'ein poiseach harevno bebo. Why doesn't harevno start with a boruch? L'chayre, es is l'chayre, the same svore, since lasek bedivrei soire is a broche k'tzore, so l'chayre, if harev no would be a new broche, so l'chayre should start with a boruch, in order it shouldn't be nire ke broche achas. So feisto is fakert, that the reason it doesn't start with a new boruch is because it is one broche. And therefore the Gilsa is Vaharivno and not Harivno. And therefore, you don't say Omen after Lasek b'divrei Seichel. V'havdol enami shepeisachas beboruch, af al pi shesmuche lebirches moya, ishim shloi tero abrocha achas. That means if you have, again, by a broche, you have a broche aruche smuche to a broche ktzorev, so if you would not have a psiche, it would look like one long broche. So that's the yisod. So then you have to start with a boruch. By the long broche, it shouldn't look like broche achas. Umiyu b'yirishalmei porich v'rei havdolet. Rishalmi does ask the kasha, why does Abdullah start with a boruch? Mishani Rebbe hoya mefazram. So the Rishalmi answers, because it is not muchach that the boire ma'oire ha'esh should be before Abdullah. Rebbe, when he saw a ner, he made boire ma'oire ha'esh already. So the mitzad, the birchas moir, does not have to be samuch to the birchas Abdullah. So from the Yerushalmi, Vaistais, that both Yesoidis of the Rabbeinu, I mean, from the Yerushalmi, Vaistais, Nishvi, the Rabbeinu Tam. When Tam said a Yesod, that a smich is to a broch iktzore, it doesn't patter because it's nirik a broch ha'achas. And that, what one, his no shaykhis with the broch, he also didn't say. As he said it, when you say, Tvaker to Yerushalmi Vaistais, like Rashi's Mahalach. That was more or less Rashi's Mahalach. Rashi says that the Hakobor Lechvoidoi is not on the Zivuk. It should really be said before. Yetzer Adam is also Broche Bifnei Atzmo. So the Yerushalmi is like Rashi, not like the Rabbeinu Tam. Pim Taima. Yehallelucha sha'acha halu v'yiru einenu v'yishtabach loma in peiseach ben beboruch. Tzvat samuch t'abroche. So where is the psiche? V'yashloimed yehallelucha avismuche lebroche delikra yasahalu. It's samuch to that broche. And it seems the halal is not a hefsik. V'yiru einenu v'hashkiveinu v'yishtabach lebor shoma v'loi havi apsukim hefsik k'moi broch achroine shebekrishma v'loi bekrishma hefsik. That was the chiddush of the Baraisa said the broch achroine shebekrishma, even though it's not directly samuch to the broch shalofonov, but it seems that krishma is not mafsik. So who are the Halal is in Mapsik and Psukkah de Zimra is in Mapsik? In Kain Yire, so if that is the case, Shein Lahapsik by Bor Shiyomar Li Yishtabach, one shouldn't speak out. Fakir that the Bor Shiyomar is the Psyche for Yishtabach. Umiyu Koshe Mi Yahalelucha Delele Pesach. What about Yalalucha that we say by the Seder? Vein mevorchin likra yasahalo. Where we don't make a brocha rishayne, we only say Yalalucha. Ba'af al pike, he starts without a psiche. Lekach nire, the brocha sha'achar psukim, in tzorich psiche. A broche that comes after psukim, one does not need a psiche at all. She beloi psiche nikeres as chola. Davoini, I don't understand what Taisvis is saying. But the svar of Taisvis is, she beloi psiche nikeres as chola. Taisvis says, are you sot? Whatever Taisus could mean, the Marsha asks on Taisus three kashas. One kasha from Bichas HaTeire, The person who's oilu le teire makes a brocha rishayin and a brocha achayine. Another kasha from Megillah. Brocha achayine de Megillah, keil arov eschiveinu. The third kasha from Birchas haftire. So we see three cases at Samoch Lepsukim, Bafal Pikain, and there's still a psiche. And the Yerushalmi Parich, the Yerushalmi Esther Kashe, Vare Geula. What's the Kashe? Perish Asher Geolonu, the Smuche Lebroche, the Kriyas Har. The Yerushalmi and the Kasha held that by the Seder you say Hallo, so Asher Golonu should be Nifta from a Psiche. Mishan Yishan Yehi Hallo, Im Shoma Bebeis HaKnesses Yotso, Perish Yekoyren Hallo, Belel Pesach Bebeis HaKnesses, Kedi Yise Bemesech HaSeifa. So Memele, so since they said Hallo Bebeis HaKnesses, so they did not say a broche b'shas to Seder, but the broche you said already by the Hallel and Shul. So when they repeated Hallo, they did not make a new broche. Did not make a new broche, so Memele, so therefore Asher Golonu was not smuche to a broche. Heisiv Rabbi Lozo Barab Yosi Barei Seifa. Now what is the kasha of the Yerushalmi of Arei Soife? Is Perish Rabbeinu Shmuel Barab Shmaye Soifa Soif Broche Vasher Golonu Shechoysim Beboruch Vikula Ido. We hear at the end of the sugya that something which is the whole Nusach is a Hido, so Memele said there's no chsim in that. That's like Birchas HaMitzvahs. And it's kuloi haido. Umishani shtayim hei. Achas lahabo va achas lishalva. Perish. Shtay gulois. The posse, the broche asher golonu is speaking about two gulois. Asher golonu gula de lishalva. Gula lahabo smeichim bebinyan irecha. Here we're speaking about the gula lahabo. Lachain chaysin. Beboruch, the ain kula had the hido. The whole thing is not a hido. The yeshba hefsek utfila. In the middle, we speak about other minyanim. Sheyigaloisono. Uporich me avdole. The Yerushalmi asks from avdole, why doesn't the birchas hamoyer pater kedefrish Yisrael? Why doesn't the Beir Priyagofen pater? Why doesn't the Beir Priyagofen have a dollar pater? Baharei, I soon have a terror to this, really. But Lachayre is the Beir Priyagofen should pater. Oporach Varei Nevore, Perish. Boruch Hu Shachalne Mishaloi. Babi broche bifnei atzme kedemrinem beperek gimur shaochlu. Umaslo birchas hazon bebor, chavbi shesmuchlo nebor, es is a birchas hazimu. Is a birchas hazimu, etz nebor shachalnu mishaloi. So this broche should pater the psiche, tzmuchlo chavoto. Umishani, emfadi yishalmi, shan yehi. That means if all the time the Birchas Hamazon would start with a Zimon Memele, but if the Shtayim, there's no Birchas Hazimon. So Memele, therefore they were Mesakin, it should be Pesach Bebor. Uporich Verei Hazon. Perish, Shoim Ha'achav Noidecho, Ve'ein Peiseach Bebo. So what are you telling me? That the reason Birchas Hamozein starts with a broche, because sometimes there's no zimun. Unless you have a kertakash. So noide should also start with a broche, because sometimes there is a zimun. What's the kash? We'll see soon. Af al pi she pa'omim einas mucha lebichas hazon. There's sometimes it starts without being samuch. When is that? Tzirotzu hashnayim lezamin. What if you have three people? One is still in the midst of eating, and the other two want to be mezamin. Vashlishi mafsik l'rafsheshes ad hazon. Is l'rafsheshes, vashlishi mafsik, the third one is mafsik, he answers, is l'rafsheshes, according to rafsheshes, ad hazon tzorech lishmoya. He has to wait for birchas hazon. Valoche ki rafsheshes b'isuri. Uchshi yigmer sudosoi kama hosom. So the Gemara says in Broches, after he finished the Suda, B'soif Shmaite, the Rabbonon Omri, Yachze Lemokim Sheposak, that he was Yaitze already with the Brocha Rishayne by the Zimun. He continues eating, but the Brocha Rishayne is to his credit already. So when he starts now benching, he starts from Neidecho. So Memele, so just like you said, that you need a brocha rishayna by benching, since sometimes there's no zimun. So the Rishalmi asks, sometimes there is a zimun, and he'll start from neidecha. So the Rishalmi says, kosh, v'sakashe. V'oi porich, v'harei hatoi v'hameite, perish, bebilchas hamozoin, the toi v'hameite, the brocha rabbi, so the Yashami answers, Shanya Biyavne Tiknua. This is not a continuation of Birchas Hamozin. This is a Broche Nefredes that was Mesakin in Yavne. So Memele, so it's not called Smucha Lachavoto. Uporich Vare Kiddush, Perish the Smucha Laboire Priyagofen. Yeah, so why does it start with a boruch? The Bein Pirgofen Shepata. Shanyehi, Shim hoyo oichel mi ba'oid yoim, ad she yikodesh hayoim, eini meboruch boire priyagof. That means it is not muchach that you have to make a boire priyagofen before Kiddush. What if he had started eating mi ba'oid yoim? And Hischel Beheta, according to Rabbi Yossi, and face it, according to Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, the law is you have to be mafsik, veisach nishklom. According to Rabbi Yossi, this is a good teret. According to Rabbi Yossi, that you don't have to be mafsik, according to noch besser, according to Shmuel, your poiris mape mekadesh, that's the Yisham is only good according to Shmuel. And your peiris mapa mekadesh. So there the halacha is. So what is the din if he had made me ba'idim a bere priyagof in the middle of the suda? So this will pater the bere priyagof of kiddush, and then you don't have to make a new bere priyagof. So it's possible there should be a kiddush without a bere priyagof, or without a bere priyagof in front of it. It's according to Rabbi Yossi be'emesin. If you wanted to, you could also make kiddush be'emesasud. You're not mechuyev to. You could make Kiddush Bem Tzasud. So according to Rabbi Yossi is also good. According to Rabbi Yehuda, daf mevisin. There is no such a chetimtze. You have to make a kira shulchan before you make Kiddush. Uporich v'rei soife shol Kiddush shechesem es beboruch. So what's the kasha? V'salket v'aytach d'kula choda haydoi v'avi kebirchas peires u'mitzvis. So why l'maise does it have a chsime b'chlau? A broche that it is only haydo, you don't need a chsime. Omar Abyeine toifes broche kachi. The nusach of this broche is mechai v'chsime. The Omar Abyeudin ma'beya kotzer peisech b'boruch v'ein chaysen b'boruch. If it is a matbeya kotzer, I mean, it only includes a hidor, so then there's no chsime. Matbeya Oruch, but what is, if it is a Matbeya Oruch, it means it's more than a Hidah, it has other things in the middle. Peseach Beboruch, Bechaisim Beboruch. Perish, Vekidishu Matbeya Oruch, Vyesh Hefzik, Sheoimah, Ki Uyoyim, Tchilo, Lemikroi Kodesh. Lekah Chaisim Beboruch. That's why it's Chaisim Beboruch. Hatoi v'hameitev poiseyach v'einoi choysem beboruch. V'imtoima v'haloi aruchehi, why doesn't this have a chsim, it's like a long broche. V'oi d'rabbeinu tam pirish, sh'tzorich loima gimul gmulis, gimulonu, gimloinu, gimulonu, gimulatoivis, heitev v'meitev v'yeitev, k'moi gimul malchiyis, v'oma bebroches, Zriche beis malchiyas levad medidei. Besides the melech oilam, we need other two malchiyas. Yishloime shein za ariches. This is not considered an ariches, ala shamaskir shem shamayim baharbe lishaynis. Malkeinu, yitreinu, kadeshenu, kadeshakev, reinu. That means with everything, it's only, we're repeating, but it's one inyan. One Indian, you don't have to be chaisen beboruch. Kasha leule. So the Gemara asked a kasha leule. So the Rashbam learned pshat. What is the kasha and ule? Because ule lemaise said baruch hamavdol ben kodesh lochel. Rashbam learned. He said he only said one havdolah without a chsime. So the Gemara answered, it's like a birchas hamitzvahs. Just like birchas hamitzvahs. The Hidoi, it's one Hidoi. So therefore, this is also one Hidoi. The Perish HaKuntres, the Perish Leod Loi Oma Ala HaMavdol Ben Kodesh Lachel, Vesuloi, is Koshe, Mai Salkedaitach the Makshe. So what was the Salkedaitach of the Makshe? Hapshita de lebirches aperes damien. So versteht sich, what was the havamina? So he sang a small idol, just like birches aperes, beire priets, amavdu ben kodesh lochel. The ein lecha ktsara yaisa mizu. So what's the havamina? But oi, if we'll say, he just said, amavdu ben kodesh lochel, leima de sova ulek ab yuda anosi. The mashmanami the loyavachosim. So what's the kasha? Rabbi Danasi also did like this. He did not make a chsim. V'nire de ula omar nami ko shar havdolos. Takert, ula said more than amar do ben kodesh lochel. The ishtik beloy chsime. He did not say a chsime. V'sal kedaitach de makshe kiven de aruche hikzat. Since it's a broch aruche, avle lemichtam beboch. Midi dahavi kiddush achoish mimbo, afal gav doi doi, kiven sheyesh bo ariches ktsas. So what's the Loshna Gemara? The Loshna Gemara is very unclear according to Taisvis. According to Taisvis, the yes tabaye, kios tabaye, omle hechi oma, Amalei Boruch Hamavdol Ben Kodesh Lochel. I mean, he said much more than that. I mean, the Dika Shaila was that he make a chsime. That's, he means he only made a psich, it's like it's unclear. According to Taisa, the Loshna Gemara. Mishani didom yeshapa lebirchas peiris. It is daim lebirchas peiris, even though it is oruch, but it's take one inyan. Shenken Kiddush is Kailol Odin Yonam also. Rechein Mashme, in its Mashme, the Rav Yehuda Lohoi Yeshoel Oleida im Yachtem Oike Rav, Oike Shmuel. That was the Shaila. That's the Hemshech in the Gemara. We hear the Rav was Choysem Azoi, and Shmuel was Choysem Azoi. So he wanted to know how to make the Chsimeh. Heich Yoma, it's very misleading, because, Mamish misleading. If you wanted to know, be said like Rav or like Shmuel, Amalei Baruch HaMavdol Ben Kodesh L'Chor, so L'Chor, I would say he said like Shmuel. That was the Shaila. But somehow Tosfos learns Pshat that he answered with Bechlal doesn't make a chesima. According to Tosfos, it's very unclear the lashon of the Gemara. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Rav Chananya bar Shlemya v'talmidi de Rav avi Yosvi besudose v'koi alayu Rav Amnun esov. They were sitting in a Sude. It was Sude's Erev Shabbos. They started eating mi ba'id yoim, hiskel beheter. Now it got dark. Omrulei, so they told Rav Amnun esove, zil chozi, imagdish yoime, nafsik v'nikbei l'shabbat. Go out and see, so if it became nacht already, or bein ha-shmoshes, so it'll be mafsik, we'll make an akira shulchan, v'nikbei l'shabbat, and then we'll make a new suda l'kovet Shabbos. What does Rashi Udash Bam say? Havi Yosvi Bisudosa Erev Shabbos Verichu Bo Ad Shechesheicha Till Nacht V'Nafsik, so if it will be Nacht V'Nafsik Bakira Shulchan will be Nafsik with Akira Shulchan V'Nikvei L'Suda Seinu, so then will be Keveya Anu Sude B'Shabbato L'Shem Shabbos. So Weistachois, they held that since this is a continuation of a Sudas Chol, doesn't have a din of a Sudas Shabbos. So therefore, as soon as it becomes Nacht, we'll be making a Kira Shulchan, and we'll make now a new Suda L'Kovit Shabbos. Omar Lohu Loi Tzrichisu. So he told them, it is not necessary for you to make an Akira Shulchan, in order to make it a Sude Shabbos. Shabbato kovo nafsha. That means Shabbos alone makes it a Sude Shabbos. You don't have to make it for a Sude Shabbos. As soon as Shabbos comes, automatically it becomes a Sude Shabbos. And he brought a raya from Rav. Rav Amnun brought a raya from Rav. The Omar Rav, kishem shahashabbos, Kivas Lemaisa, just like Shabbos is Kiveya Lemaisa, Kar Shabbos Kivas Likidish. So Shabbos is Kiveya Likidish. So now we have to understand how Rav is a Pesaraya to Rav Hamnun. Zokta Rajbab. You don't have to be mafsik bakira shulchan kidei lahavdu bein sudas choyl esudas Shabbos. You held it would only become a sudas Shabbos if you're mafsik like this. This is a continuation of a sudas choyl, so it wouldn't become a sudas Shabbos. No, it is not necessary to make an akira shulchan. The Shabbos he kova nafsho lesudaso. Shabbos is keveya nafsho l'sudos, that this becomes already a sudas Shabbos. The ma'acher shehi oiseres oleinu, and now since it is an iser shehi oiseres oleinu, lechel mi'ata b'loy kiddush. Now since it asels that you cannot eat without kiddush. That is what Rav said. Har Shabbos Kivas L'Kiddush. She Yiseres Aleinu Lechu Mi'ata B'Loi Kiddush. You're not allowed to eat this Suda without Kiddush. Ein Lecha Hefsik Godol Mizeh. So there's a Hefsik already. You don't have to be mafsik bakira shulchan. Now that there's an iser to eat without making kiddush, so this is ein lecha hefsik gadol mize. Umei atzmo sudas shabbos chshiva nivdeles misudas chol. Von sich allein sudas shabbos is nivdal misudas chol. Not a continuation of sudas chol. It's moved on misudas chol. Therefore, v'day lochem b'prisus mapa v'kiddush. So therefore, you don't have to make an akira shulchan, you can make a prisus mapa v'kiddush. And this yesod, he brought a raya from Rav. Kishem shekayvas lemaisa, perish. Achilles aroi de Shabbos, choshvi oiso kva lemaisa. If a person makes an achilas aroi in Shabbos, so that what it was eaten in Shabbos, that goof is machshavit for an achilas kvar. B'meseches bay, mishum bahavi oinik afilu sudas koshahu tido. Since it is an oinik, so memele is kvaru. So it has a chashivis. It's not called a dover aroi. The psachia v'kerosal haShabbos oinik, and every koshu is a chepta of oinik. The gufa gives it a chshivus of kva. Be'ein, and therefore, so Rav said, ve'ein oichlin b'Shabbos afilu aroi mitvua sheloi nigmera melachta lemaisa alim kein iser me'erev Shabbos. Like this, the aloche is before gemar meloche. It's only a tevel darabonon. And since it's only a tevel darabonon, they were makel that one can make an achilas aroi and tevel darabonon. So Rav said, but if you leave it Shabbos, it's not called an achilas aroi. It's called an achilas kvar. So kishem she Shabbos koivas lemaisa, koivas lekiddush. You're not allowed to be toyim ad sheyekadosh. Alma, mishachesheicha, ichshuve achilas Shabbos me'olel. So we see that as soon as it becomes night, becomes achilas Shabbos. Now, the lashon of Rashi is a little unclear. Let us see, the lashon of the Rashbam is a little unclear. Let us just see the Lashon of Rashi, which makes two small changes, but then we see a klolkeit in the Gemara. Let us see the Rashi on this Maise. Aviyosvi besudos berav Shabbos, varichu bo at shechesheicho, v'napsik bakir eshulchan. They want to make hafsik bakir eshulchan. V'nikbo l'sudaseinu l'shabbat o l'shem Shabbos. We'll make it a suda Shabbos through the Akira Shulchan. Lo'y tzrichuso la'havsik b'Akira Shulchan k'day la'havdil b'in sudas choyl l'suda Shabbos. Shabbos hi kevato me'atzmo hi cheshuve su'uda Shabbos. It's called a suda Shabbos by itself. V'nivdeles misudas choyl. So mitzadatzmai, before till nacht was sudas chayil, now it's sudas Shabbos. V'day lochem v'prises mape v'kiddush. K'shem shekevas l'maisa, afilu achilas aroi de Shabbos chshu v'kva l'mais meseches beya, kach kevas l'kiddush, she'oso litoim ad sheyekadush. You're not allowed to be toyim ad sheyekadush. Alma, since you're not allowed to be toyim ad sheyekadush, Alme mishachesheicha hi cheshuve sudes Shabbos me'elel. So we see from this, since you're not allowed to be toyim ad sheyekadosh, so we see from this, mishachesheicha hi cheshuve sudes Shabbos me'elel. So as soon as it becomes nacht, becomes a sudes Shabbos. Now we have to understand what the flow of reasoning is over here. The Hemshech and the Gemara was, they wanted to make it a Suda Shabbos. That's what their Kavanah was. And they held without an Akira Shulchan, it's called a Sudas Chayil. This is a continuation of a Sudas Chayil. So Rav Amnuna told them, no, it's a Sudas Shabbos already. It's a Sudas Shabbos. Fine. The Raya Shver. So he brought a Raya from Rav. Rav said, you're not allowed to eat without Kiddush. Shosa Lita Imachi Yekadish. Alme. Since he said, you're not allowed to eat without Kiddush. Alma mishachesheicha hi cheshuva sudas shabbos me'aleh. So you see, it's a sudas shabbos. That's what I told you. So mayin shmit leitzach al sina. So the Masas Moshe, the Dvar Shmuel, say a merdike pshat in the Rashbam. That the Rashbam is saying over here, there's a Loshon Aram that says such a svar, that the Din Kiddush is in the Sudas Shabbos. A Sudas Shabbos cannot be eaten without Kiddush being made before the Sudas. That's a second Din in Kiddush. And perhaps the Masas Moshe wants to make a drosha. He says, how do we know Kiddush b'mokim sudeh? Because of Shabbos oinik. That there should be a kriya of Shabbos, Kiddush, b'mokim oinik. So he says, maybe there's another din. Because of Shabbos oinik, that the oinik Shabbos needs a kriya. But it's a din in the oinik Shabbos, that in order for the oinik Shabbos, a sudeh Shabbos to be eaten, you have to make Kiddush before. The Kiddush is a tikkun in the Suda. And perhaps let us be mice of something which the Masas Moshe does not say, because Be'emison, we're speaking about Rav, and Rav held that you don't need Kiddush b'mokim Suda. So this drosha v'karosa v'shabbos v'karosa l'shabbos oinig, that the kriya should be b'mokim oinig, God held it's not true. The kriya could be, but there's another thing, that the oinig needs a kriya. You're not permitted to partake of from Oinik Shabbos till there'll be a kriya. The Kiddush is misakin the Oinik. So memele, so now Rav Hamnun is meiridik. Rav Hamnun said, Rabbi said, why did you want to make an Akira Shulchan? You wanted to make an Akira Shulchan, why? Because you said that it's a Sudas Chayil. You want to make a Sudas Shabbos. Shabbos. You want to make a Sudas Shabbos. So he says, it's a Sudas Shabbos from Zich Alein, Kishem Shekeivas Lemaisa. Just like it's Keiveya Lemaisa, so that means that he doesn't have any intentions of a Sudas Shabbos. He's eating an Achilas Arai. You ask him what he's eating Achilas Arai. That's what he's eating. But it doesn't matter what he's eating. Shabbos Keiveya Atzma, Shabbos makes it a Sudas Shabbos without his intentions. Automatically becomes a Sudas Shabbos. So just like it becomes automatically a Sudas Shabbos without making it for Sudas Shabbos, and therefore you're not allowed to continue eating without being Mafresh Maisa, so the same way you're not allowed to eat as soon as it becomes night, because automatically it becomes a Sudas Shabbos. Automatically, it becomes a Sudas Shabbos, and a Sudas Shabbos cannot be eaten without Kiddush. So, memele. So that is why you mechuyev to make Kiddush. That's what Rav said. So, memele. So that's the lashon of Rashi Mamish. Rashi says, kach kevas leKiddush osa litoim ad sheyekadish alma mishachsheicha yicheshuve Sudas Shabbos me'ele. So, if you're not allowed to be toyim. So you see, it becomes a Sudas Shabbos, and Sudas Shabbos is not permitted to be eaten without a Kiddush before. And perhaps this is the reason that there's a din Saif Ashi and Saif Rashbam say Osa Litoy, not Osa Lechel, Osa Litoy. Because the Te'im Megufe also has a Chshivis of Sudas Shabbos, just like we said on Achilas Arai. Just like an Achilles Arai, so Shabbos is Kevei, here's a din of a Kva. So Memela, whatever you tell, now it's Shabbos, I'm eating Sudas Shabbos, I'm eating, it's Oinik. So you need a Kriya.
So that's what he said. Also, litaim kevas lekiddush. Also, litaim atche yikach. Even the al to make it kashem. So even a tima will be also al me mishach sheicha ichshuve achila shabbos meyale. So you see from here that what you wanted to make it for Suda Shabbos, I there kiddush shulchan. No, to make it for Suda Shabbos. This is Suda Shabbos mitzad atma. In Bemison, let's look at the Lashon of the Rashi before. The Shabbos ikovo l'nafsho, kovo l'nafsho l'sudoso, that it becomes a Suda Shabbos. The ma'acher shehi oiseres oleinu lechel miyato. So it seems, but like Yiddish, that fakert, that group is the oiser. The iser is because it became a Suda Shabbos. So Hasuda Shabbos cannot be eaten without Kiddush. But the din that the einig of Shabbos needs a kriya in front of it. Zok the Gemara weiter, and with this we'll understand the Gemara weiter. Sova mino. So they heard that. Samer de kishtek teire from Rav. Ki heiche de kovo le Kiddush, kach kovo le havdol. That will be kavei lahavdol. What does the Rashbam say? Kach kayvas lahavdol. Kach yitziyoso kayvas lahavdol. The yitziy Shabbos is kavei lahavdol. What does that mean? Sheim yoishvin ala shulchan v'chasheicha v'maytzay Shabbos. Kach kayvas lahavdol. Kach yitziyoso kayvas lahavdol. And what? Sheim yoish min ala shulchan v'chasheicha. They were in the middle of eating. V'maytzoi Shabbos osa lechol ad sheyevdilo. V'af al pi shelay hifziku sudoson, even though they weren't mafsik to sudim. Peiris mapil mavdo. Sheyitzi Shabbos oisroson ba'achilo. Now what is the Hemshech HaGemara? Zuk the Masas Moshe. Just like we said before, that the Issa Te'ima is that one is not permitted to eat a Sudas Shabbos without a Kiddush in front of it. The Issa Achila by Havdola is, one is not permitted to eat a Sudas Choyl without Havdola in front of it. So now the Shaila is, when does it become a Sudas Choyl? So they heard from Rav, that if a person is in the middle of eating a Sudas Choyl and it becomes a Sudas Shabbos, becomes Shabbos, Shabbos Kevas Lasma, now it is Shabbos, so this is a Sudas Shabbos. If it's a Sudas Shabbos, not to eat it without Kiddush. So they held, so the same way, if a person is in the middle of Shalosh Sudas, and then it becomes Laila, so now it becomes already a Sudas Choyl, see, not only to eat a Sudas Choyl without Havdolah. So now we'll understand the Loshon HaRashbam. So what's in Nachmud HaRashbam? Kach Yitziyosa Kevas LeHavdolah, that you're not allowed to eat without Havdolah. Shimyoishman ala shulchan v'chasheicha meitzoi Shabbos osa lechu, you're not allowed to continue eating ad she yavdilu. V'haf al pish leiv sikul sudosam. So what's pshat in the Rashbam's kasha? I didn't want mafsik. So the kasha is, if they want mafsik, so this is not a sudas choyl, this is a sudas Shabbos. A sudas Shabbos you're allowed to eat without Abdullah. But that was the chiddush of Rav. Rav says, you don't look shaloyiv sikul. Even though Shaloi Yivsiko automatically, Erev Shabbos, it becomes a Sudas Shabbos, so who had been here, automatically, it should become a Sudas Choyl. And if it's a Sudas Choyl, so now it's a Sudas Choyl before Havdolah. Now look at the Rashbam further. She Yitziya Shabbos Oisroson Ba'achile. Yitziya Shabbos Asus them Ba'achile. They're not allowed to eat anymore. The kaivatam lavdolas is a bezunt. Yitziyah Shabbos asas them bachil. What's a Yitziyah Shabbos? That's the vote. Because Yitziyah Shabbos make it asudas choyl. So memeleh, if it's a sudas chol, that's the halacha. One is not permitted to eat a sudas chol without, one is not permitted to eat a sudas chol without making Abdullah before. And perhaps we could be medayik, she yitzias Shabbos oisroson ba'achila. Before the Rashbam said that Shabbos is also litoy. There the Rashbam said you're not allowed to be toyim before you make Kiddush. And here, according to the Havamin, you're not allowed to eat before you make Abdullah. And the Hemshech is beautiful. Because before the longest was, we said that Rav was Mechadish, that Afilat Dover Aroi also has Achshivis of Achila. It's called Akvats, called Anoinik, so Mameli not allowed to be Toyin before Kiddush. You know why? Because your team is a Sudish Shabbos. And this Aloche Sudish Shabbos is also Lechel Beloi Kiddush Milafono. Masha'en came by Havdolah, there's no Isser to eat a Sudas Choyl before Havdolah. Te'im is not Achila. So here the Rashbam says, Bediye Gomel, She'itzive is Shabbos Oisroson Ba'achila. It asks Ba'achila, V'kevaton LaHavdolah. Because now became a Sudas Choyl, because automatically it's a Sudas Choyl, and therefore you have to make Havdolah if you want to eat. A Sudas Choyl needs a Havdolah in front of it. Omar Luhul Rav Amram, Hochi Omar Rav, Lekidush Kevas, Veloy Lahavdola Kevas. Zogt der Rashbam. Now we'll see weiter as Tiktoyle. Havdola Eino Kevas. Why? The Kiven Shehishil Besude Shabbos Mibaoyoy. Since he started Sude Shabbos Mibaoyoy, Zehu kvoit Shabbos shiye goimer sudosai af la'acha shetechshe. This is covet Shabbos that he should be able to be goimer the sudah. So what does that mean? So that means that als covet Shabbos we assume that the achila that is being done in the night is called a sudah Shabbos. Zeu kvoit Shabbos shei goimel sudos af lache shetefshet. Not that as soon as it becomes nacht, it's oi Shabbos already. Verkehrt, it's a kovit Shabbos if this sudah was started in Shabbos. So als kovit Shabbos, we say that the sudah extends. So if the sudah extends, why do I have to make Havdolah? The whole din of Havdolah is you never ought to eat a sudah schoil before Havdolah. I'm eating a sudah Shabbos. So that was the shtik teire. The shtik teire was that the Sudah Shabbos gives it als kovet Shabbos. We consider that this is still Sudah Shabbos. So if it's still Sudah Shabbos, there's no Isser Achila before Havdolah. Shegoimer Sudose af la'acha shehechshich la'acha shegomer Sudosei. Then it's oi Sudah Shabbos. Then you have to make Havdolah. You don't eat again. Because then the next to the zikha to the schel. Zok the gemara weiter. Vahani mili linye mipsik the loy mafsik hinom. Avol aschule loy maschalinom. Davke mipsik loy mafsik hinom. Yonat mechuyev, mivsik loy mavsikinon, yonat mechuyev to be mavsik. We say that in the middle of the Sude, so it has a din of Sude Shabbos. So therefore, you don't have to be mavsik to make Havdolah. Avolas chuli loy mavsikinon. But if a person wants to start now to eat, now it's a Sude Shabbos. So you want to start now, you're not allowed to start, because as soon as chul is not permitted to be eaten before you made Havdolah in front of it. And that we said, that you're not mechuyev to be mapsik, we consider this one big hemshech of Achila Shabbos. We say that Achila Shabbos creeps into the night, it's still an Achila Shabbos, not an Achila chul. Umibsik nami loy amoron elo bachile atzavke. It was achile. You started eating past So we say that the dachila has a shame achila Shabbos. Avol b'shtir. What if you were kevei elishtoyz? You drank before, you started drinking before Shabbos, and now it's not. You want to continue drinking. Avol b'shtir loy. Shtir ready, it is called. But we don't say that this is outskovit Shabbos, this is still called a Shabbos de kishtir. No. As soon as it becomes a Shabbos, this is a chel de kishtir. So chel de kishtir, say bazay, you're not allowed to be shaysa before you make Abdullah. Let us see the Rashbam. V'hani mili davdola ina kevas, lafsuki sudo, so to be machayvim, to be mafsik the suda, to say this is a suda schil, and you have to be magdim Abdullah. But you're not permitted to start now. You're not mechuyev to be mamsik. It's called Tilasud Shabbos. Abul Ishtiye lav dovo choshev. That is not a dovo choshev. Not called a dovo choshev. Umavsik umavdo. So then you mechuyev to be mamsik umavdo. At Kovit Shabbos, we said he should be permitted to be goyma. But since Shti is not a double choshu, so it's not a double choshu, so memele, so whatever was Shabbos, now it's a Shabbos. He's not permitted to be shayse, a Shti is shel chol before Havdalah. That's what we said. That you're not allowed to drink when it's Ois Shabbos. Elo bechamro v'shicho. Avo maya leslambo. Dr. Rashbam. Lo yamoron. Aschuli loy elochamra v'shicha. Abo mayo les lumbo. Rashbam says, Lagabi aschole. Are you allowed to drink at night? So what's pshat? So lochayr pshat is, Aistis, the maizid is an iso of a shtias choyl. A shtias choyl or a chilas choyl is not permitted to be made before you made Havdalah before it. But a shtiyas ain't a cheshuva like shtiyas mayim. That's not called a pshtiyas chayil. So mele, that can be made if it was before Abdullah. Uplige daravune. Daravune chazi elahu gavre de shosa maye koidem Abdullah. Homele le mistefili mar meyaskiro. He told them faker that a sakon if you drink water before Abdullah. The tone mishmeid Rabbi Kiva, kolatoyim klum koydem sheyavdo misosay baaskar. Rabbon and the Rav Ashi loykopti amaya. They want makbid amaya. Yeah, zok toisves. Kach koyvas lekiddush sheosa lechel beloy kiddush. You're not allowed to continue eating without kiddush. Vachinami kayvas lemaisa. Afilo hischalechel aroy mi boidjoy. Yedemrinim besoif amevi kadiyay. Hoye oichel beeshkel rechoshcha loy Shabbos. What happens if a person started eating mi boidjoy? He started eating an eshkel on chilas aroy. And then it became Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer Oymer Yigmer. This is a Gemara of an Achilas Arei. Rabbi Shua Oymer Lo Yigmer. So, don't forget, this is going to Rabbi Shua. So, Kach Kivas Lemaisa. That, Kshem Shikvas Lemaisa, that means even though it's one big Achila, one big Hemshech, as soon as it becomes Shabbos, it gets a din of Suda Shabbos. V'hani mili da'ochlu v'shosu meikor. Mashme shoye oichlem v'shabes sambuch l'chashaych. You don't have such a lotion, but the Gemara says, V'hani mili Linya mifsik, the loy mafsikina. That, you're not mafsik. By Abdullah, you're not mafsik. You start in the middle of Shalosh Shabbos. Mash misha'ifam b'shabbos, samach l'chashaycho. You're permitted to continue eating. B'teime, shloy nogu lechel bein mincha l'mayret. The minig is, we're not kevei yasude bein mincha l'mayret. Gam Rabbeinu Tam Koas al Rabbeinu Mishulim Shehinig Lechel Bei Mincha Lamayrat. He made they weren't noyik, and Rabbeinu Shlomo Tongefein Gemach in a minute, they should eat between Mincha Lamayrat. Oma Bemedrish Ashoise Mayim Bishabbos Bein Ashmoshes Goizel as Kreivav HaMeisim. So he's Goizel the Kreivim HaMeisim. Kosav shepam achas ira maise belosir uboli day sakot. Akert that you're not allowed you geizel as hamaisim samamel it's a dangerous asik. Ubekushi hitiru erev yoyim akipurim lechel achar vidoy mishum shikres. So now the Maharsha explains as follows. He brings down the Rosh and the Mordechai. That they understood that the issa was Doma Bemedrish Ashoise Mayim Bishabis Bein Ashmoshe is Goizel as Kreiver Amesa. The Psabesundere issa of Shabbos Bein Ashmoshe. Psabesundere issa. So what's the problem? Erev Yema Kippurim. Lechel Acha Vidui Mishum Shikris Lochair Erev Yema Kippurim. You don't have Erev Yom HaKippurim, should be Shabbos. Let's see, what did they say? Bikushi hitiru Erev Yom HaKippurim lechel achavid. That means we daven mincha first, and then we eat the suda mafsekes. So it comes out we're eating bein mincha lemayre. Eating bein mincha l'mayre. So he says there, bekushi hitiru, because bekushi hitiru avyem kibur lechel achavidoi mishum shikras. That means, theoretically, we should eat first the suda mafsekes, and then we should daven mincha. But we're afraid if we'll eat first, maybe he'll become shik and he won't be able to be mizvade. So bekushi hitiru, we daven mincha first, and then bein mincha l'mayre, you eat. So Lechayr about Tabasayism, so the Masha says, from this Taisus Vaistachayis, that it was loved after an Issa B'Shabbos, after all, every day, was an Issa to be Kavei Yisude Bein Mincha L'Mailo. It's also unclear. The Medrash says that the Issa is, Asher Issa Mayim B'Shabbos Bein Ashmoshes, Avilu Shabbos is loved after, it seems that the Issa is Bein Ashmoshes. I mean, so Erev Yom HaKippurim, you don't eat Bein HaShmoshes, so there shouldn't be any Yisra. Pesach Nish. V'yesh litchoy, yeah. V'gam tishabov shechaliyes b'shabes v'nitche itiru b'kushi. Now, this is also very unclear. It's this tishabov shechaliyes b'shabes, and there was a nitche, Hitiru bekushi that yit sudas hamafsekes between mincha and the shkia. So why dafke manufshach? If the iser is afilu b'chayos, why dafke tishabov shchaliyes b'shabes benitche hitiru bekushi? If you say it's only an iser in Shabbos, then you have a problem. So it's a besondere Isser in Shabbos, but it's Taisus al Zafilo Bochoil, so why does they say Shchaliyos b'Shabbos? But we have a raya from Agamor that they used to eat bein mincha l'mayre. V'yashlipas t'mayre hoche sheschilu b'heta, v'em sheshude hispalu lo mincha, v'eche deschilu b'heta, muta la'ashlam. There, afilo according to Rabbeinu Tam, afilo z'haschola before mincha, you're allowed to continue eating. Avol eshtiyah mafsikin peirish shtiyah b'loy sude de'ein bo kviyas l'kach mafsikin l'kob d'yamaye u'b'raise d'chol atoyim misosay ba'askere the braise de chol atoyim misosai ba'askere leimuk mi amaye. He says, not going amaye. That's what they learned, speaking about other mashkoyim. Misosai ba'askere mide keneged mide. Who is pia, who must be a groinoi before Abdullah yechonek. Ba'askere b'mokim chenek. Gedamrine mishen schreib chenek oitebeye benare meis beschunchi ba'ainu askere.